Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah, yeah. I need signs in the booth. Everybody shut the fuck up. I got something to say. Far from a masochist. But I've been fucking the game good, we're the best in it. Drip so hard, man, they swear I got bass in it. Shaded compliments for my accomplishments. Jaded over money, lacking common sense. Somebody said that I ain't been in my duffy. Niggas still trying to figure if they hate me or love me, and I love it. When it come to list, put mine at the top, no one above it. Off to the side, cutting heads, hair off like a mullet. Had to get a day job to build up my budget. Used to walk the walk, now Chris Brown running. Laugh in the face of prey, call that goodwill hunting. Been making hits, them niggas out here bunting. If we risk it all, there ain't a risk involved. And it ain't dope unless my wrist involved. Pin game, Pokemon, yes it just evolved. Dropping so much hot shit, turn the booth into a stall. So much drive, bitch, I never stall. They be appalled and they still applaud. We call that hate in disguise. Mad over wins, you know hate in disguise. But I shine over niggas' heads like a chandelier. We ain't sending shots, we just yelling cheers. Glasses clinking to the fucking year. Rent is starstruck to my grave if that ain't fucking clear. Fuck you. Man, we need a cypher and shit. Shout out to 614 Takeover, man. Niggas get all in their feelings and shit. Hey, everybody, quiet down. Quiet down. I'm gonna address this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so the Unruly Creatives are back, and you know what that means. That means BJ and Avery are back in the building. What's going on, people?
Gang, gang.
I'm not saying shit. I said too much the last time. I'm not saying a goddamn thing. I'm letting y'all carry this whole conversation. All I'm saying is yes, no, and maybe.
No, that's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Listen, before we even jump into that, like, BJ, what's the feedback you've been getting? I've seen nothing but positive stuff.
Yeah, it has been. The feedback has been crazy. It's mainly women, but it was two men who gave a variation of the same story.
Yeah. Like,
you know, women who, you know, were very manipulative, not really satisfied with their circumstances. And so they'll, you know, finesse certain things out of people to accommodate for things that they can't necessarily handle right then and there. And one dude was just like, keep talking that shit. Like, just That's keep right. saying that. You know what I'm saying? And it felt good because so many of my peers was just like, don't feel bad for that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's still moments where it makes me cringe even just to read the responses, because it still feels like, you know, the what ifs are still there. That having that anxiety still, mm-hmm. like you're just waiting on something to go left with that, because a person can easily confuse it later on in life and say, no, this nigga did this to me or whatever. So I still be kind of like, you know, praying about it, you know, making sure that I'm trying to continually do positive, because that anxiety hasn't left me yet. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, it's been good. It's been really good. And emails, I've never really received emails like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy. You know, people are really invested. So it makes me just, you know, want to continue talking about real shit like we've been doing, you know?
Yeah, but, That's right. Yeah, my bro, a motherfucking celebrity. Yeah.
And he deserves it, man. It's good to see, like you get the recognition that you're getting because the work, me and Avery know, we talk to you, we know the work you're putting in. And it's just good to finally see it come to fruition for you. And you more than deserve it.
I appreciate y'all, because like if I ever was to get to a point where, you know, success or, you know, stardom or whatever you want to call it actually comes, I still think that I'm going to be the same person, because ultimately I feel like that's not, I think once that happens for me, I'll lose my composure in a sense. Okay. And that's the most fearful position to be in, to like be pulled in so many different directions out of your realm first, and then to have responsibilities outside of the realm. That shit kind of scares me. I don't want to be that person like getting caught up in nothing. I'm emotional as shit. You know, I don't want to be that, you know, I'm sick of this church type look. You know what I'm saying? Like that's me. That like that kid is me. Like I'm tired of this church. Like I don't want to be that person. So I just be trying to pace myself. But I really appreciate people like supporting and investing in me. Like so many people, like my mentors are starting to like creep up, like, nigga, you doing it. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it feel good, but this unruly shit got me in a different space. And I'd be terrified to even be on this fucking call with y'all sometimes. Cause y'all be talking that crazy shit.
But wait a minute, Hayes, before you jump into what we want to talk about, it's something that I want to talk about before we even jump into the show. And BJ, you in the hot seat again. No, listen. Uh-huh. I talked to Hayes about this. And I'm going to say last week and the week before, to me, you were tweeting out things that concern me.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, I'm like, damn, like, I know I'm busy caught up in my day-to-day life. You know what I mean? And I say, I'm going to call him tonight. And then tonight leads to tonight where we are
here. Right, right.
And I just think it's important that we talk about it. So I want to ask you, like, how are you today?
This week it's kind of been like up and down. There's some like extreme highs, but then there's some very, very low lows. And what I'm actually meditating and praying on is like balance, because I know that I have to first get back to speaking life into myself, and then also putting it in audio for people to kind of understand what this process feels like of having so much good energy, being received so well, but still feeling like you're unworthy of some of the things that are happening to you. And to kind of go into it, I've been having these nightmares too. And this is weird, because the nightmares always put me in places where I almost didn't make it in an accomplishment, in a goal, in a, I almost didn't graduate high school, you know, due to the struggle. Like it always takes me back to a point where I lost it. I was close to losing it. And I have to translate these instances into positives and use them to motivate other people, because I know it's just my self-doubt coupled with my anxiety. So it's like some extreme lows some days, but then it be like days where I kick it with y'all. I get to laugh. I get to, you know, experience some joy and kicking it with my family, and then things just change. But those tweets were real. You know what I'm saying? Like just waking up that morning, not really having anything to happen, but you just feel worthless. You know what I'm saying? Like you just feel like, damn, why am I here? Why is this my place of employment? Why is this my circumstance? Why do I only have $40 in my pocket when I had $120 yesterday? Like you start to ask those whys and try to make sense of the position that seems like you're not even in control over. It's just where you end up. So that's been the mood. But like I said, balance is the key, you know, really been in heavy meditation. Haven't really been on a timeline. If, you know, I try to just like retweet my, you know, my shows and the things and I guess involving us and whatever else, but not really being on the timeline, talking to people who are encouraging, you know, and then there'd be moments where like yesterday, Hayes just like, look, man, I just wanted to hear your voice. How you doing? That made me feel better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I was sitting in that funk right then, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. bro, I'm all right. I'm just, you know, chipping away at it. So it's just, like I said, highs and lows, but I'm fighting through it. I'm not going to let it overcome me. I definitely can't do that because I feel like we are closer and closer to everything that we've been talking about for the past 6 to 8 months. That new space that we were talking about being in, being received and respected, like that's where we are. And I know that the timing for the negativity is just perfect for, mm-hmm. you know, something to go left. And I just can't let that happen. But, you know, I'll be all right.
No, but that's what I wanted to tell you. Like, I think it's not even, I think you're so close to your goal. And I feel like that's when the devil gets real busy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, I want you to stay positive. And what I'm also going to do, I'm going to gift you, I'm going to reach out to Stephanie. I'm going to get you 3 sessions because I think outside of us, you should talk to somebody else. You know what I mean? And listen, you know, I rock with Stephanie. I use her my damn self. So
right.
She the truth. She going to tell you, she going to get you right and all that. And I feel like you have to prepare for what's about to happen. Like, because you're evolving, BJ. And I don't think you see it. I think you see more of the negative of it. You know what I mean? The funk of it. But you have evolved so much from when I met you, what, 2 years ago? Three years ago?
We down there on 4 now.
Oh, shit. Well, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You came a motherfucking long way. So that's what I'm going to do. And I apologize because I should have reached out sooner. I shouldn't have waited till we had the show. But you've been on my mind heavy, like heavy.
Yeah. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people that have said that same thing. And I really appreciate the support now because it's not the damn, bro, what's wrong? What happened? It's not like one of those situations where people just want to know detail. They just like, I just see that something ain't right about you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll text me an affirmation or they'll tell me, I threw a prayer up today for you. I know I seen what you tweeted. This is just, you know, a part of the game, but don't lose sight of the position you in the point guard position mm-hmm. in your life right now. Like mm-hmm. the game depends on you. Like, and when you say the game, it's like, okay, are you talking about the podcast game? And then right after that, my peers will say, man, you killing them with the content. Mm-hmm. You killing them with the points. You killing them with the content. You killing them with the points. And I'm like, damn. Like, so it makes me feel that anxiety again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I do feel like people are listening. I do feel like I'm connecting, but it's just like, now I'm just waiting on the balance for me, to be able to connect to something else. And maybe Stephanie is that person because mm-hmm. she's another one like that. I make it clear. That's my mentor. You know what I'm saying? Like it's 2 women in this game that I look up to and they my peers. I make it clear. Stephanie and Crystal Clear are like,
hello.
Them the two. But when they come into me and saying I want to work versus me preparing for them, like my anxiety goes through the roof, because it's like you can't just talk to them about anything. But even just a small conversation, Stephanie is always saying stuff that just be slapping me up just all upside my head. Like she gets me all the way together. And I appreciate
the one-on-one,
it.
I feel, will blow your mind because you know me. You know, I was dealing with some things and I've kind of fell off because I just been busy with life. So I haven't, worked with her in a while, but I'm geared to get back on it because I feel it coming. But yeah, I'm going to get you 3 sessions and I feel like you need it. And it's in preparation of what you are about to, what you're about to do, BJ. And I see it. I see it. And I'm security, nigga. Fuck the bullshit. I'm security.
Yeah, yeah. I think too, it's important to point out the fact that the devil hears prayers too. And so what you're praying for, he'll try to infiltrate what you have going on. And, you know, not to, I'm not even finna get into, because I get on long rants about drama every time we seem to link up together. But I started to realize what was happening to try to attack what we have going on and where we're trying to go.
Yeah.
And I think
fuck them niggas.
And I think, the important thing is like, like I've told you guys, that can't nobody touch what we're doing, and we have to check on each other. And BJ, like with everything you have going on, bro, I think once you are able to step back and separate yourself from it, and you see what you've done in the five months so far of 2019, really stop and appreciate it, you'll realize that nigga, the platform that you've built already is amazing, and you have nothing but a launching pad to take off, and it's coming for you. That's no doubts, that anxiety, that fear, that stuff you feel is all just built to stop you from realizing how fucking dope you are.
Right.
I appreciate it.
And that's really what it is. And so, you know, and I like Avery, I feel bad because I need to do better at reaching out, because me and Avery were talking, and I was like, yeah, I need to call BJ and just talk to him. And like when I called you yesterday, it wasn't even for nothing. I don't need to know what's going on, because I don't want to press you, but I do need you to know that I give a fuck. I care. So I just want to make sure you're good.
Yeah.
Heard your voice, you good. All right, we good. If we can talk, we can talk. But it's I gotta make sure that you're good. And that was important to me.
Yeah. I just invested in a couple of books too. Because emotional intelligence is very important at this point. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm super sensitive, and I feel like I'm being tried. Like, you know, like we say, we not gonna really, you know, get into any of the beef shit. But a lot of that foolishness from the timeline was really affecting me, you know. And I realized even in my meditation, like I want to be an example to the haters too, you know. Like, the sad thing is that you want to maintain your integrity. You want to be that person that you say that you are, politically, professionally, and on the street level. You want to maintain your integrity. But a lot of these niggas don't have shit to lose. That's why they do some of the shit that they do. And I realized that in that moment. It just felt like, why is this shit coming now? You know what I'm saying? Like, out of all of the years, we've been knowing niggas, and I still support the niggas that hate me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, why is this shit happening? But it's really to trick me off, you know, my position. And it's different when your peers and your mentors are saying the same thing about you. It's different. Like, you can't just be like, jump the gun, fuck niggas, let's get to, you know, the bullshit. Like, you have to live up to their expectations. And when they start meeting you in the middle, it's really important. So I just had to like fall back from everything and just say, look, let's get me together.
Yeah.
You know, and I almost wanted to get back into that point of like proving myself. Like, I am who I say I am. You niggas is gonna feel me on that level too. You know what I'm saying? But you just cannot do that. And then that's just the invitation for more negativity. Now you done coupled, you know, anxiety, depression, and all of these other things with drama, trauma, toxic, and you know, depressive, you know, vibes and all of these different things. Before you know it, you done made your situation worse by just, you know, trying to like prove yourself to people who don't even really matter to your right. progress. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's been hard. It's really been hard. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna get it together either way. You know what I'm saying?
No. Let's use the right verbiage. We gonna get it together.
Yeah.
Right. Facts.
We gonna get it together.
Facts. Facts.
Yeah, the easy way or the hard way. We gonna get it together.
I appreciate y'all. I really do. Cause y'all keep me in line. Y'all really do. Like, get me together quick.
And this, Hayes, I'm gonna let you get into it, but I think what people need to really understand, like, BJ, you're a true creative. You understand what I'm saying? And it's this shit is hard. You understand? What you do is hard as fuck. So So you're a true creative. So on top of that, of talk, having these heavy discussions, hearing your guest trauma, drama, coupled on top of what you're dealing with, like, this shit ain't easy. So I pray for the haters, and you just keep flourishing.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? Like, don't let that dumb shit get to you. Let us deal with the dumb shit.
No, I don't need y'all doing that shit either. niggas know I done jumped out the window for Ave like that shit. You want a nigga sensitive? Nigga, I'm the worst nigga for drama. I'm the worst nigga. I am, dog. I really am. And I just can't deal with my people in the trauma either. You know what I'm saying? And I just know that we own to something, and it
big.
And it's just like, niggas just want to be a part of it. Like, you just want the front row seat to my shit, my nigga. Just say what up. You know what I'm saying? Like, just say what's happening. Like, cut that bullshit out.
You I know love when saying? BJ talk that Detroit shit.
Like, you really just want VIP to my shit, my nigga. Like, just say what's happening. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. And I just got to remember these type of things. But it just, when you get caught up in that moment of being in your feelings, you know what I'm saying? You're quick to do some irrational shit. And
that's me.
Like I said, man, it's so many people just like, man, the unruly's is killing shit that y'all talking that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, damn, because my arms ain't doing all of the reaching. So it's like, where is this coming from? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like the friends is telling the friends, you know, and you just can't be on that nigga shit right now. We just can't, you know.
So the moral of it all, the unruly's here to stay.
Yeah.
You know, you either join us or get fucked up, you know, whichever.
And I think it's important to know too, like, point out, like, this is a family. Like, this isn't just no podcast shit. Like,
y'all niggas ain't praying with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas ain't doing no self-checks. You know, your nigga jump out the window and be on some trash shit, and you won't even tell him. Like, bruh. Like, come on, man. I don't want to make people feel like, oh, my circle is the elitist of the, you know, circles, and you just have this, you know, pit that you sit in with these other niggas. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, if you're not enriching the people you talk to on the daily, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's important. Y'all just can't be cool. You can't just be cool. Like, you have to be problematic sometimes. Hey, Avery, you fucked up today. Hey, I don't like the shit you did today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be a moral code for how you communicate. Like, we get on the phone when shit ain't right. Hey, look, what's up with this? Why did you do that? Why is this the way that it is? Like, we don't have just, hey, buddy, how are you? You know, like, we don't have that shit. You know, and that's important. That's important when a person can tell you, hey, look, man, that was a little low, you know, or that was a little, you know, extra.
Yeah.
You know, and we reel each other back in. I want y'all to understand that that's important for you to move forward with a team.
Yeah.
You know? We ain't with that shit.
So
I got that off my heart. So let's get in the motherfucking show.
Well, I gotta ask you a question, Avery. So you're always hitting me and BJ with the hard questions. So what's it been like for you, like, since this has come together? Like, BJ don't bring no craziness into this, but I feel like me and you are like the ones that bring it. But like, standing so close to kind of like me, like, sponsoring the Love Lust and Badass Soul live show, like, being part of the Unruly, being part of these conversations, like, what's been brought into you, like, brought to you about this whole collective and how it's forming and all that?
You know, I'm gonna keep it a buck. BJ is my witness. I've quit like 4 times to BJ, like, fuck this shit. I can't do this. Like, I'm going to fight and I'm gonna just leave y'all there. But I think it's a blessing, you know. I'm truly an unruly by every definition of that bullshit. And I feel that you and BJ has taught me patience and shed a lot of life on my gifts. Like, I'm that bitch with conversation with the fellas, and I sleep on it. I have a lot of self-doubt. I don't think my shit is good enough. I don't think it's brought me patience, and it's brought me understanding. The unruly, this right here, what we have, and the ability to dream more, to dream bigger. And I think that's really it. But I've quit like 4 times. I've called BJ and said, you know, fuck this shit. We call it Hayes tonight. I'm done. I'm not doing this shit no more. And then here you come with some fucking fan mail. It's like, damn.
But that's what you need, because, yeah. You know, like I've always been the person that, you know, tell people, like, if it wasn't for Avery, I probably wouldn't be solo podcasting at all. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing about me is I was always the background person. I was always in the background. Like, this is my place, you know, edit. That's it. But ended up, you know, of course, being like a part of the Penrose versus anybody. That's originally where I came from. And the first thing she said when I met her, you need to talk more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? Because Penrose is the name in the title of the show. Like, this is his show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, talk more. Like, for what? And sure enough, you know, started vocalizing. And then I think I got to a point where I wanted to do more. And I played that background so long that niggas didn't really respect anything of the little bit that they did hear from me. At that point, it was like, well, you just the background nigga. Or they started to ask, well, is Penrose a part of this? Like, no, my nigga, I emailed you based on something I'm doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't email you from the Penrose show email. This is BJ.
Right.
So I started to speak more. I had to like talk about some personal shit because I wasn't opening up either. I wasn't talking about my personal life and all of that shit before. And when it came out, you know, it came out on her show. Same shit. It was always Avery. You know what I'm saying? And came out on her show. And then got challenged on some other shit. Hey, look, man, you always saying shit that the ladies be liking. You just, you know, you caping. All right, nigga. I get with some niggas. Hey, look, this is my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is me. This is why I say the shit that I say. I done fucked up a couple of relationships. I done been fucked over and I did this. I did that. Pregnancies, this, that. I started saying it, and before I knew it, I ended up talking too much. Now I'm out there, like, can't take it back now. So had to make some sense of it, and that was really because of Avery. And every time I think I said something too personal, maybe I went too far, it's like, no, you need to talk more. And look at what's been coming back. It's like, damn, BJ, you know, I feel you, man. That shit like touched my soul. I'm like, yo, soul, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it really has been like great because I get to talk to people on a totally different level. It's like, well, what do you do for peace? I pray. You know what I'm saying? I stay out the way. You know, I tell niggas, hey, look, when somebody call you, it could be your right hand man, $100,000. If he call you on some fuck shit, look, bro, I can't deal with that today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to set those boundaries and, you know, kind of have a sense of self-worth, even in group settings where, you know, you might be in a group chat and y'all talk y'all shit in y'all group chat. This is between a group, but you know, it's some fuck shit in there.
Yeah.
You gotta, hey, look, I cut the group me off. I had to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to kind of like disappear sometimes and make people ask you, well, where you been? Hey, I couldn't fuck with y'all right now. That'll be a wake up call for them. Your absence sometimes is a wake up call to the people you deal with. And then you get to impart, hey, look, y'all be on this baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. Y'all four flats on your Cadillac. Y'all got too much shit going on. I just need my peace. You know what I'm saying? And those moments for you to pull people away from the fuck shit and have them one-on-ones, and y'all get to level with each other. And you'll realize that we got to level this conversation up.
Right. You
know? And that's what happened. It'd be Avery with that fuck shit.
Let me find out Avery talking about quitting, because I'm just gonna call. You ain't gonna reject my phone call. I'm just gonna record the phone call. You're gonna be on this podcast.
She the manager. Like, she's the manager. She know everybody. No,
but I did. I did call him a couple times. So it's like, you know, BJ, did I not?
Yeah. And really it's because there's a certain blowback that comes from being brutally honest. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you will look like the troublemaker in certain instances just because you kept it all the way funky. You know what I'm saying? Like, why did this person have to say that? Because niggas been treading on thin ice with me for X amount of time, and I'm sick of the ice. I'm sick of, you know, walking on eggshells with niggas. This is how I feel. And I've learned that that's not problematic. That's just honesty. Honesty sometimes is not comfortable for people. It doesn't make you feel good. Sometimes it backs you in the corner, but you have to respect a person keeping it 100 with you, you know? And this is the thing that she does, like, too well, and some people just can't receive it. So I think the reason that I'm here is because in those moments where she'll doubt what she did, like, no, you didn't do it wrong. It may have just been the way that you approached it, the way that you may have said it. We get to dialogue and fix things for her to continue this process that she's on, because Soul of a Hustler is some shit that is going to blow too. Because niggas is comfortable with Avery. Niggas be digging in their soul. And, hey, look, I paid for med school. You know, shouts out to Chris, man. Like, that nigga listen, was comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sitting back listening to this shit like, damn, you did that? And she still? And this happened? Like, I was uncomfortable for that man. But he taught me something. He taught me something. Like, bro, look, you don't have to be bitter about this type of stuff. Mm-mm. I'm still going to be blessed. I still got my own business. I got my sanity. I got this. Me and her working on a friendship. My kids is good. Like, he taught me something. And Nick, you don't get them conversations, but Avery just be making niggas comfortable. They be low key, you know, on eggshells when they get to the mic, but then she starts that shit, you know, that giggling and so what kind of music you listen to and all that bullshit, and then you in by that time.
Yeah.
So it's so many layers to us, and I just wish people would respect us for what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, just say you want VIP, my nigga.
You ain't even gotta say you want VIP. I think, you know, just what I really want people to do, I don't give a fuck what you feel about me. And that's on some real shit. You ain't got to fucking like me. None of y'all know me in real life any fucking way. So you could think what you want, feel how you want, but you going to respect this craft, bitch. Like, that's what you going to do.
See, that's
and if
shit.
You can't do right. But if you can't do that, then shut the fuck up.
But it really don't. Like, at times it really don't make sense. I'm the person. Like, look, man, I can put you on the platforms you need to be on. I can teach
you. I ain't putting you on shit. You ain't doing it either.
No, like, real shit. Like, this was the move. It's like, man, I want to be that nigga that when they look back and say BJ's name, it's like, that nigga really did help our culture. He really did support. He really pulled up to my event, man. The nigga bought my Eventbrite tickets. He did what he was supposed to do as a supporter and a peer. I be trying to help niggas. Like, look, dog, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm going to give you all of the game. But look, man, just be on the brother-to-brother level with me and I will help you. But throwing shots and shit, like, what is it for? You know I fuck with you. Like, why are you disrespecting me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know I fuck with you. You know I fuck with, you know, several people. I'm cool with everybody. I'm cool with everybody. You can't throw a shot at Hayes and think I'm not going to feel away. I stand next to Hayes. Why are you disrespecting me? Okay. Respect my nigga. You know that's I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, BJ, wait. I feel like we're going too far.
I don't give a fuck.
No, wait. Hayes, let's carry on. What's next?
No, I feel that. So the question that kind of came up today. So Avery, I haven't seen you commenting on it, but Iggy Azalea, is that how you say her name? I don't know.
Iggy Azalea
had nudes leaked, right? You aware, A?
Mm-mm.
Okay. But so the backlash of this has been ultimately to say that she leaked them, which makes sense. My question is, in this, like, in this age where people are using their body image and using sex to sell whatever they have going on, whether it be podcasts, whether it be music, whether it be clothing, whether it be YouTube, whatever it is, at what point in time do, what responsibility do us of the culture have to ignore that shit so that people don't keep trying to use that same publicity shit to push their stuff?
Well, first of all, what them nudes look like? She got a nice body. Her surgeon did some good work. What it look like?
Oh, man.
And this is why I love Ava. This is why I love Ava.
Listen, I don't know about the vanilla, but she got a nice body. Her surgeon did what they were supposed to do. What they look like? Tell me what they look like. They
regular, nigga. Regular schmegular, nigga. Yeah. She had on some cut off. They weren't cut off. They looked pretty much like the jail, the jail pants, you know, the scrubs and shit. And they just like kind of was like cut off, and she just rolled the bottoms up and made them shorts. And then she didn't have no top on. My thing about the picture was, okay, you sign on to do a shoot for a reputable magazine. And despite the fact that they alter the images to not even like give publicity to the nude in the magazine, but you still sign up to take a picture naked. The thing is, the outcome of the picture coming out shouldn't even matter because you signed up to be naked regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make it seem like, oh, somebody did this with my pictures and oh my God. Like, no, like you signed a contract to be naked in a magazine that wasn't even going to show you naked. So why are you taking your top off? Like, what's the point of taking the top off at that point? Now, if you're saying to me, like, if you want to give off the image of nudity and just so happen you may have on like a halter or a strapless bra or something, and it's just an illusion, then yes. But you literally posed for the picture and then said it leaked. Like, come on, man. Like, it seems like a play to promote yourself. You're getting ready to drop an album. You got a single on the way. You know niggas is low-key checking for your body because you doing whatever you doing to make yourself look nice. But don't make it seem like it was a leak. You took it. You took it. You know?
Was this for Playboy? What magazine takes news?
GQ.
Yeah, GQ.
That don't sound like GQ. GQ don't do no fucking news.
See what?
No, I might be wrong.
What they do is they do take, like, and a lot of models, whatever, take pictures topless, but then the magazine will alter them in a way or put, like, they probably, if I had to guess, they were going to, like, throw the G and the Q over her boobs to where you couldn't see them. That's probably how the picture was.
That's some
go.
Hot shit, though. That's some hot shit.
But the thing about Photoshop, you can actually Photoshop that shit off without them, you know.
Right.
You know, they do that type of shit. Like, that is a skill set, you know. And to me, it's just like, okay, well, you stood there and posed for it. You threw, like, the little arm, you know, you shimmied the shoulder a little bit, dipped the shoulder in. You
look at you, BJ.
I wish that y'all would see the visual to this. BJ just explained the whole thing.
You know.
I think for me, like, I feel like if it was somebody else, but we're talking about Iggy. So she definitely leaked the fucking news, right? And it don't really sound like real news. We all seen titties. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't, you know. So Iggy's trying to get on anyway, anyhow. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like with her, there's no explanation for it. This is just what she do. She gonna do it by any means necessary. But for someone else, like, I guess your question was, how do we protect that or how do we ignore it in the culture? I feel like we shouldn't highlight it. You know what I mean? If you know that person, like Iggy, I put her in the category with the Kardashians. I put her in the category with the Jenners. You're gonna do anything for fame. You know, had you told me it was Jill Scott, I'd be like, hold up, wait a minute.
Sure.
And I'd be like, okay, point me in the direction. I need the link.
Yeah.
It'll be different. You know what I'm saying? If it was Monica, it would be different. Like, how the fuck did these news get leaked? Like, you know, as a culture, we get to pull up on these motherfuckers. How you do auntie like that? You know? But her, She did that shit. She just trying to get on. She trying to just sex sells. She's just trying to make sex sells. And let's keep it a whole buck. Like, it's not just the celebrities that's doing it. Mm. It's just the regular smegular people too. You know, I do it. I take pictures and I know my breasts are showing. I ain't got big breasts. You know what I'm saying? So it's just
you sending titty pictures and shit.
Listen. So I'm saying
your little bald head ass. Don't want to be seen on them.
Oh man, that's funny.
Hello. Scoop Grady with the Petty News Report. What is going on out there? This weekend has been nothing but a serious knockdown. Speaking of knockdown, Anthony Joshua got his bell rung, everybody. That's right. He lost against somebody that looked like Drew Carey. I got to be honest. Salute to that man, but man, I did not see that coming. All I got to say is, you better stop hanging out with Drake. Drake is a curse. Drake has been cursing everybody. That's why Toronto not going to win. I just wish Drake was there when the president election was going on. I hope Drake had that same curse when 2020, when the campaign come back up and running, you know. We need that real bad. Next, Rihanna is showing videos of her in the studio doing music. Gotta be honest, I love everything Rihanna is doing. I just don't like happy Rihanna. I like negative going through drama Rihanna. That's when she make the best music. I'm sorry, I'm just gonna say it like that. Happy Rihanna, I'm not looking forward to. There ain't a damn thing that's, I don't want to hear nothing about her finding a good man. I don't want to hear nothing about her. Her life is in the right direction. No, I want to hear that negative shit. Everybody make good music when they going through bad stuff. Usher, Mary J. Blige, Keisha Cole made a living off of it, everybody. Rihanna, put some negative shit out there. Next. 11 people are dead and 6 people are hospitalized after a mass shooting in Virginia Beach, Virginia. First of all, what the hell is going on, man? This shit is ridiculous. I don't even know if it's the gun laws or, you know, I don't know, like, bruh. I don't understand. It's like it's like they so worried about abortions and all the other stuff. They need to worry about these people, that's innocent people getting killed out here for nothing. Bullets ain't got no name on them. Just wild, you know. Something got changed. The government, something got to change. This is too much, man. It ain't gonna get any better. It's gonna get worse, like flat out. And last but not least, the petty question of the week. First day of school back in the day, what was that number one shoe that you had on that you walked to the pencil sharpener to show off? That is the petty question of the week. High school back in the day, what was that number one shoe that you always wore on the first day of school, walking to the pencil sharpener to show off to everybody? And that is all we have for today. Thank you, and continue to follow Awaken Soul. Y'all be cool.
Private. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some niggas out there that could leak some shit that I sent them. You know?
Oh shit, nigga. But that's always been like a question of mine. It's like, what establishes a person to be worth having, like, phone documentation of your body? Like, what is that? What is
that good? That
I mean, shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, bro. Like, I still don't think that's enough. Like, I mean,
no, it's not. It's not. It's a trust for me. It's a trust factor. Like, if I trust you enough, it's trust. Yeah. If I trust you, like whole body trust you, like I trust you with my kids, like it ain't no easy trust. Like, I gotta trust you. You know what I'm saying? For me to send you something like that.
Cause I mean, these chicks be like, you know, really taking some bedazzled pictures of,
hell yeah,
you know, like body, you know, mm-hmm. like descriptive pictures, like we see these tattoos in your selfies, boo. Like, we notice you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, like, what does a guy do? Because I've always been the person, like, I never really was, even though I used to ask for them on shows and shit like that, but I never was the dude. I never was the dude to, you know, really take that shit serious, because one, I'm a little arrogant when it comes to shit like that. Like, I be feeling like girls be just like recycling them. And that don't make me feel good that I'm seeing some shit that 40 niggas done seen before me. I always like to be first. So, like, don't even send me that shit. I don't need it. Like,
but what if you are first, BJ, and you're just jumping the gun and you're saying, like, you're not first?
I need proof.
How is she gonna give you proof?
You gotta let me. You gotta let me take it with my phone. That's how I need.
Talk that shit.
I heard that, BJ.
Real shit. I gotta take that shit with my phone.
But see, only you know what I'm saying? Nigga would do that. Only a real nigga would be smart enough to be like, all right.
Because real shit, I had a, I mean, it wasn't a nude, but I had a, I had an incident where it kind of put me in that position. A girl had sent me a picture of her in a shirt. We were a couple at this time. It's years, years ago. And she took a picture of her in a shirt that said, you know, I love my boyfriend. It was around like Valentine's Day or Sweetie's Day or some shit like that. And she sends me this picture of this shirt that she was wearing when we were going out. But back then I had a Android phone, and this is real shit. Like Androids used to time and date stamp the pictures because
that used to be the name.
So, I ended up one day going through a couple of pictures. I was looking for a picture because she was doing a birthday flyer at a club. She had finally got of age to go to a club, and she didn't have a picture in her phone. And I'm just scrolling. And I just so happened to notice that the date on the back of the picture that technically was the one in the shirt was dated 3 years before we kicked it. So bitch, you done owned this shirt 3 relationship partners. So I'm like, damn. So I'm like, damn, you little, you know, trollop. You know, I use the old school slang. You fucking skeezer. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. But, you know, I charged it to the game. I'm like, that's the game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So then I just got to a point like where news really don't mean shit, because she could just be sending you some shit from the last nigga she loved, and she just got them stored in her phone. I want to live shoot some shit.
That's live shot some shit. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here.
And this is why you're a star, BJ. This is exactly why.
I'm just telling niggas game that they can use that I can't use no more. That's it. You know, that's it.
Fair enough.
Hell no.
So the Iggy thing, I swear it was just one of them things. I'm just like, you know what? Let's talk about that. I figured we could put that down.
Whatever. Nobody give a fuck about Iggy titties, nigga.
Yeah.
Not really.
Oh man.
Pink throws me off every time. I'm good on that.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow.
All right, so the last question, the last actual topic that I had, and we always spend more time talking about whatever other than the topics that we draw out, which is fine.
Right, but, right.
So, like, with the Unruly Creators, this is number 4 now. And what we're doing independently, all on our own, all of us have dope-ass podcasts that we work on. What's the next, like, do you guys ever stop and realize or think like, damn, how's the next way we can level up? Like, what's the next thing you can do? Because I'm at that place now, and I can speak to me creatively where I'm just at like, what do I do next? Like, what do I, or maybe I don't need to do it. Maybe it's just a refinement. Do you guys ever find yourself there as creatives?
Yep.
All the fucking time. I think for me, I can say, I think, What I'm working on is refinement and fine tuning, and really like buckling down and accepting the talents and the gifts that I have instead of like always second guessing myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say refinement for me and fine tuning.
Okay.
I think I'm there too. I guess it's just being in a position of knowing that I can't go back to what I used to be when it comes to this. I think that it becomes overwhelming because even in this position, I still feel like it's not enough. Like it has to be more than this. It has to be something else to attain. It has to be, ways to monetize and to, reach higher plateaus. I just always try to figure out the next wave of establishment that is going to come our way. So honestly, just in doing these 4 episodes, I've been able to see the lane for myself outside of just change the subject. Mm-hmm. I just sent off the paperwork to make change the subject in the LLC. So that's step one. Establishing merch is step two. And then also doing a lot more in the community as far as like media, because there's like areas in Detroit. I can only really speak for Detroit. There's areas in Detroit that need to be exposed to people, and these opportunities are there, but we look to the news or we look to bigger platforms to do that. And I feel like changing the narrative is also changing the narrative for the community too. So I need to establish a platform to put other people on and just show how different things could really be if the people who actually cared were in charge. You know what I'm saying? So that's the next step of like stepping into visual, doing like more serious interviews, taking it to a journalist like aesthetic in a sense, not just doing the conversations. Is always something. It's like really always something. And trying to prepare myself mentally for what could possibly become of this, because I've even been asked, can y'all go to every 2 weeks instead of once a month? But I like to feel this exclusive feeling. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, nah, we can't do, you know, we can't do this like that to where it becomes like mechanical. It's just like,
yeah.
Becomes a responsibility. Because it won't feel the same, you know? So, but yeah, I always think that.
What about you, Hayes?
I think it's refinement too. I think also it's not just a refinement with me, but I think like with the other podcasts on the Breaks Media, I think that's my next lane, is that working with them hand in hand more closely than what I have before to help fine tune them, because I am at a place where I'm really happy. I am at a place to where things can get better. It's never going to be perfect, but I feel like what I've learned over doing this podcast for 2 years now, it's time to start sharing that so that the family can start all getting to that level as well with with their creative lanes. And I think that that's what's important to me right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and shouts out to a lot of them, because
hell yeah,
they all have something dope. Like, and it's almost like you don't want to really like speak on it, because then it'd be like, oh, you just, you know, bigging your crew up, you're doing the extra. So I'd be like sliding and letting them know, hey, look, that was fire what you put out today. That's fire you put out last week. I don't be wanting to like go so hard on a timeline, because it's like, we really the niggas, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you just want to be humble about it. Like, bruh, I'm going to just keep it cool. But yeah, I think once the unit comes like full circle, like we actually are working together and, you know, pulling up and doing all of what we do, it's going to be out of here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be out of here. Then it ain't going to be no room in VIP.
Niggas. Yeah, I think August, when everyone's here for the podcast festival and film festival, that's when the magic is like to have all, because I know it's not going to be everyone, but it's going to be enough to have everyone in the same room to really just talk and vibe and really get a feel for kind of the next step. Breaks Media has only been around since January 1st. Like, it's less than six full months. So where we already are, I think now it's a time where we need to get closer as a unit and actually share ideas more. And that's something that I need to get better about as like the person who kind of like brought everyone together. And the thing that I like pointing out is that the Breaks Media, I hate when people say it's like it's Hayes's. It's really not. And that's my fault that I've given let that perception get to that. It's everyone's who's a part of it. I want everyone to be invested. I want everyone to have feel like they have a claim in it. That's the difference. I don't want it to seem like a vehicle for Hayes. It's not that. It never was meant for that, for it to be that. So that's something that I'm working on too.
Okay. I got a question though. Like, because I think about this too. I initially didn't even want to be a podcaster. Where does the line get drawn for your passions? Because one of the things in this process of dealing with depression and anxiety is I realized that music is missing from me. That's where I came from. Mm-hmm. And the struggle to, you know, replenish all of the pieces of equipment that I've lost in that house fire, I'm constantly, that was one of those nightmares of, you know, seeing that house fire and that equipment going and all of them long, you know, 80, 90 hour weeks working two jobs to pay for that shit. And that shit, you know, torches in less than 5 months. Like, I see those things. So it's like, what do you draw the line with passions? Like, do you, I don't want to be the jack of all trades because that means that you're typically subpar in 3 to 4 different things. Mm-hmm. Because like, you're the jack, you're not the king, you're not the ace, you're not even a joker. You're just subpar in 4 to 5 different things. Like, where do you draw the line with passions? How do you make the proper investments and all of the things that you're good at? Because I don't know how to do that right now.
I think with you, BJ, I think because, you know, music is your base. And I've told you 100 times, like, I want you to get back into the music. But I think where you in, I'm not going to say draw the line. I'm going to say where you incorporated it is when you, the music that you select for your podcast. That shows your gifts. That shows what you're really talented at. Because let's keep it a buck, BJ. The music that you put in your podcast, that ain't no regular schmegular like shit that you putting in there. Sometimes you take us way back to the fucking 70s and then you bring us all the way back up to the 2019. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
An underground artist, you know what I'm saying? So music is your base. And for me personally, I hear it in your podcast with the music that you choose. And I don't feel like, for me, I kind of feel like you, this is your opportunity in your podcast to play with your passions. You get to figure out what's really your passion.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
because you'll continuously do it. But if it's not, that's my answer. Like, you get to play with it in your podcast. This is to figure out, like, is this really a passion or is this just something I want to play with, you know, a hobby?
Yeah, yeah. I know I get overwhelmed with it too, because it's like, when I think, because like, I actually looked at, y'all know me, I got a house full of podcast equipment, like a house full. And I'm like, damn, I got 12 fucking mics over here. Why do I have 12 mics? Like, if I add it up.
I told you, you go over, like, my
OD,
like,
with the,
you
shit.
Know how, like, you know how, like, some people prepare for the apocalypse and they like have all types of stuff in their basement and canned goods.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this BJ's prepared for the day that everybody's like, all the mics are gone. I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
I got you. Like, 3 and 4, I got 3 and 4 interfaces. I got 3 mixers. I thought I lost the mixer. And it was actually stacked up under the mixer I just bought. Like, that was the stupidest shit ever.
You better sell that shit on eBay.
I'm trying to. I got these fucking Yetis over here. I got to get rid of this shit, you know. Yeah. But
throw those away in the trash. You may need to give them to some of the people who want to. Never mind.
So Hayes, what's your answer, Hayes?
I let it come to me. I honestly do. I think that, like, for example, I had never edited audio before I started a podcast. Now I'm one of the best at it, and that came naturally in me just wanting to learn a video. I was scared of video for so long with podcasting, and I finally was just like, you know what? Let me try it. And I'm now passionate about that. I have a whole interview that's just video that I've already, like, created, like, templates and stuff for. Like, a year ago, if you would have told me I would have been doing that level of stuff with video, I would have smacked you in your face. So I really let it come to me as my interest. And I'm one of those people who I'm always wondering how things work. And as it comes to me, I have to figure out how it works. And then that's where my passion, where I become passionate about it. Once I figure out that journey and figuring it out and knowing and wanting to be good at it is it. I become passionate about it and then I can't let it go. So,
right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So I guess, can I take us out with a story?
Yeah, let's do it.
So I was going to do like a little mini recording on my Lyft driver, like, experience, I'm gonna call it. So a couple weeks ago, y'all know I went to Dallas for the pop-up podcast meetup or whatever. So the night before that, I had my bus. I went to DC first. So my bus left from New York, but I had to swing by my job. But I also was trying to catch the Game of Thrones. So on the weekend, the train runs every hour. I caught a Lyft The guy, I missed the train by 1 minute. I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna just have to take another Lyft to New York straight to my job so I don't miss my bus. So this Lyft driver picked me up like on a fucking corner of the damn highway, right? Jump in the car. Y'all know me, Bubbly Avery. Woo, hey, everybody, we should be home watching Games of Thrones. Woo, woo, woo. And I'm looking at the dude like from the back and I'm like, he kind of cute. I'm not gonna lie, I would keep it a buck. I was like, damn, he kind of cute. So I realized that I was talking too much. There was a white lady in there. So I was like, let me shut the fuck up because I'm just talking. I'm just running my fucking mouth. So I got quiet and then he kept trying to get me engaged. Like he tried to keep me talking, like, tell me more about Games of Thrones. I ain't never watched it before. And, you know, I kept telling him what a loser he was. So we dropped the white lady off. I slide to the other seat because I'm like, I want to see what this nigga look like. So I slide to the other seat behind the passenger. So we start talking about motorcycles, how I wanted one. He was like, do you mind if I stop for gas? And I'm like, wait a fucking minute. I got to get to New York. I got a bus to catch. I said, but okay, you could get gas or whatever. We picked up another brother. We started talking about bikes. We started talking about relationships and dating. And I was like, everybody that I want to meet, every guy that I meet is talking about having a baby. Who the fuck wants to have a baby? I don't want to have a baby, right? So we pull up to my job. I'm the first drop. I want y'all to be listening to me clearly. I'm the first drop. He says, Avery, you know, I'm going to drop him down a couple of blocks. I can come back and get you and drop you off at the bus. Now, mind you, I done told this nigga everything. Oh, I'm going to D.C., then I'm going to Dallas, running my motherfucking mouth, right? So he was like, I can come back and get you. And I was like, oh, no, bro, I'm good. Like, I'm just going to run in my job real quick, and I'm going to just hop another cab. Ooh. So he was like, no, I can't pick nobody up in New York no more. I could come back and get you. I was like, nah, beloved, you good. Thank you. Got out, slammed the door, went in my job, got what I had to get, hopped a cab to go take my bus, y'all. 7 minutes before my bus pulled up, guess who pulled up and was like, yo, Ave. Why are you shaking your head right back? Listen, so I'm standing in the line at the bus like, this nigga got to be fucking crazy. Why the fuck? Who the fuck? So I told the white girl behind me, I was like, yo, can you hold my spot right here? So I go up to the car, I said, so this is what you do, my nigga? People tell you their business and then you stalk them? Like, what are you doing here?
Wow.
And he was like, listen, he was like, your energy, your aura.
See?
Was just so powerful. And he said, listen, I didn't see you. I'm just seeing you now. Listen, y'all, I had 3 scars on my... I look like a runaway fucking slave. Do you understand me? Hair was all wrapped up. Sweatpants, sneakers on. You could have mistaken me for a nigga. And he was like, it's just something about you. I couldn't let you get away. Nigga, what?
Mm, nigga.
So you... And I said to him, I said, so you gambling all this shit. You like, fuck Lyft. I'ma just pull up to the bus stop, see what she talking about, or like you just risking it all. So he was like, I want you to call me. And I'm like, nah, you know, I got a boyfriend. You know, playing a role. Like I got a boyfriend, da 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 da. So I was like, nice meeting you. He gave me his card and I just all right. He was like, get on the bus, get comfortable, and let me, you know, burn your battery out. Nigga, what?
Damn. I'm like,
so I never called him, right? I went on vacation. I came to D.C., spent time with my family. I did all that shit, right? I get back to work. I return back to work. I was on vacation for a week. Guess who was on my motherfucking desk, y'all?
Who?
Not 1 dozen, but 2 dozen of motherfucking roses.
Who?
He was serious.
That nigga is serious.
Hello? Hello. So, and all he had was my first name, but everybody know me in the building, right? So I'm creeped out. I'm like, what the fuck? So he put his number in there. So I called him like, yo, my nigga, this a little spooky. Like, what the fuck? So he's just like, Avery, I just want to take you out. Da 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 da. So I'm like, what's your situation? He was like, I'm married.
Yeah, I know. And there it is. Tune in. Get them on. For the next episode. Nigga.
Chronicles with Asian. Wow.
See, this, like, okay, this is the shit that irritates the nigga in the relationship, right? Because I am a nigga that works really hard for everything I get. Like, my nigga, I put in my effort. I'm the follow-up. I do the two-week confirmation. I have the confirmation numbers. I'm that nigga. You niggas do this shit. And y'all do, like, y'all really putting in, like, genuine effort. Like, this was romantic as fuck until the end. You know what I'm saying? I personally, if I was single, I would say to a chick, let me burn your battery up. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would say some shit like that. Like, that
makes some hot shit, right? That was some hot shit, right?
That
makes
a woman feel like, oh, damn, this nigga want to talk. This nigga want to, he want to build. You know what I'm saying? Like, you saying all this shit. And then once we get to the last page of the fucking book, I'm married.
No bullshit, like all the check marks. He had his own company, telecommunication, entrepreneur check. Went to John Jay University, forensic psychology, check. He was easy on the eyes, check. Nigga, you married, delete. And you got little kids. I don't fuck with no little kids. Like, I love them. But that's nah, crazy. You got little like, kids, do that. But you did all this work. Like that blew all of my that. Mind. All of that. All this work.
And that but you know,
too, I realized this too. And I had this conversation on the timeline with a shout out to Hype Williams. We were just talking about like, no, actually it came from the team. Shouts out to the team. You know, they put a post up asking like, men, if you could like give a woman one reason, you know, or one thing that y'all want that y'all can never get from a woman. I was just like, look, I need a list. I got a list of things. And we were just kind of like talking about how women are. And I'm saying this respectfully because this is just my experience. I feel like a lot of women are only capable of being stimulants. They not satisfactory. And that comes with a long list of stories I don't even have time to tell.
Right.
But I feel like in these relationships, marriages in particular, a lot of women, you know, pressure men to get married because of a social or household tradition versus what they actually bring to the table. Yep. And men need to be honest. Look, I married this chick. I'm not happy. I don't have the money to get the divorce. Can we at least see what the legal separation qualifications are so I can get out here and find myself? I'm not happy with you. Like, that's a real conversation. And we need to encourage men to do that, because this whole idea of thinking you keeping it real because you're telling a woman you marry, all you're doing is telling her that you're not even going to commit to her either.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the stupidest shit in the world. I'm going to go through the entire process. I'm going to take step by step. I'm going to legally separate from your funky ass.
Right.
Until I get some money to completely end this shit. And I'm going to have my separation papers in my wallet with that business card I'm going to give you to tell you to call me so I can burn your phone up.
That's right. But I was just so blown away by it. Like, nigga, what? Do your wife know that you sent me these 2 dozen roses? Or was that on the burner?
Yeah, she probably do. Because she know he a cheater. You know, Lyft drivers definitely be cheating.
Shit. I'm like, what the? But that's too much. Like, I could have called Lyft and been like, this nigga stalking me. Yep. For you to pull back up what I mentioned. I said, I'm taking a mega bus and hear his monkey ass come. Yo, Ave, what up? You don't even know me like that to call me Ave, nigga?
Damn, nigga.
Oh, that
nigga had a playlist ready and everything.
Like, hello.
I get her in the car, nigga. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about. So now it's like when I get in Lyft drivers, cars, it's just, I don't know what it is. I'm just shutting up. I'm going to start getting them mute rides and shit. Just don't talk to me. Just don't say shit to me.
Nah, you too motherfucking nice, though. Like, you be all that bubbly shit. So what you listening to? What's on your phone? What is that? And nigga be open like, damn, she got that energy.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
Enough.
I'm good. Ain't that crazy though, y'all?
That shit crazy.
Yeah. Look at Hayes.
And he ain't gone. That nigga, he ain't gone. He ain't gone yet.
He blocked.
Nigga, you're gonna get flowers again in a couple weeks. Your job at.
Yeah.
And nigga. Let him play with me. And that's what I told the men in the building. Let him come back. Let him come back or send more.
You can't block that nigga from your job.
Let him play. Let him play. Y'all see me on fucking world star. Ball headed bitch out there
fighting. Well, damn. That's a hell of a story to go home on. That's all I can say.
Look at BJ. You fucked up behind that, right? Yeah. That's crazy. Nigga, that's crazy.
I didn't even put that much effort in. Nigga, what? Wow. Like, I didn't. They do over the amount of effort that most niggas put in to actually get a woman. Honestly, like, you did, like, way more than some of the niggas that been in relationships for 10, 15 plus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just to be dishonorable, like, my nigga, like, right. Wow. But y'all listen, fucking it up for niggas.
Get on the bus and get comfortable. Let me burn your battery out.
Nigga.
That's some sleek shit.
That almost got my pussy wet, nigga. Like,
that's it. That's it. We done. We out.
Oh shit, nigga. I'm about to go say that shit to back, nigga. Let me burn your battery in your nigga shit.
Niggas ain't put in work but want a paycheck. You ain't done enough to get paid yet. I did free shows. I even paid to play. I made free love. I tried to pave the way. Put niggas on stages, but it ain't enough. Quick to forget what you did, remember what you ain't done. Type to follow, never like, share, or retweet. See me in person, speaking on moves made from last week. I see your face on walls, shows out of town. Only dropping singles, you got a project now? I bump that shit heavy, and stay in rotation. Private conversations never become public statements, but I'm cool on it. I never trip, unless it's flight plans. They always talking shit, y'all don't support local. Shut the fuck up, 900,000 in this city, niggas wake up. And realize you either whack or don't apply yourself. You ain't gotta keep it real with us, be real with yourself. You a SoundCloud rapper with like 50 streams. YouTube B rapper without a fucking team. Full-time job, part-time, follow dreams. But we clocking overtime up in my regime. Big difference, so just stay to the side. They got drive till they find out how long you gotta ride. And that's real. Ones that can't play the part just be acting different. We can switch positions, I still be winning. Take me back to paying 10 to get in. Driving around the city to sell tickets to my friends. I took so many losses, I deserve all these wins. Bitch, fuck you.